Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that Thou hast made it simple and clear, that whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh, Thou wilt in no wise cast out. Whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And so Thou dost offer to all mankind, to be received by any single individual, the grace of God in Christ Jesus. We thank Thee. We pray Thee now as we read and study, that Thou wilt open the eyes of our hearts, that we might understand more clearly the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. For His name's sake we ask it. Amen. As we come along now in the Gospel of Matthew to the 16th chapter, we come to a point where the Lord Jesus gave His disciples a special warning. He warned them against paying attention to ideas that were generated in the field of religion by people who did not really follow the will of God. And these people he talked about were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Famous groups of people, there were parties of opinion in the church of that day among the Jewish people. And the Pharisees, as you know, were the people who were known for emphasizing Scripture. They emphasized the written Scriptures, and they particularly took note of the regulations of the law and tried in the most meticulous fashion to do the things that the law required them to do. Of course, the minute they had done whatever the regulation was, they counted that they were done and finished. And the Sadducees, on the other hand, they claimed all the benefits and blessings that were promised in Scripture, but they did not believe in the spiritual world. They didn't believe in the reality of heaven, didn't believe in the reality of the soul, didn't believe in the reality of the spirit, didn't believe in the reality of miracles. But they, in other words, they didn't believe in the reality of the supernatural. Everything with them was natural, and yet they thought that they had the very thing that had been promised to Abraham and to David. So we, in the time that our Lord Jesus was on earth and was living in Palestine, going in and out of Jerusalem, there were at that time in Jerusalem these people. On the one side, those who, in a legalistic fashion, emphasized keeping the regulations so that you would be right, regardless of whatever else you did. Just keep the regulations. And on the other hand, there were those who claimed that the way it's written is not the way it really is. You have to take out of there everything that is supernatural and just get the natural principles and you'll have the truth. Now we find in chapter 16 that the Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came and tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. They tested him. Another one of their attempts to snare him, to get him to say something that they could use against him in the public situation. So this coming on their part was not sincere. They came actually designing to trap him if it was at all possible. And he answered and said unto them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? A wicked and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed." Now what he is saying to them is something like this. You can read weather signs, but can you not discern the signs of the times? They had the Scriptures. They knew the promises of the Old Testament. Now if they had the Scriptures of the Old Testament in hand, they had the writings of Moses and they had the writings of the prophets in hand, and they knew the promises of the Old Testament, there was no excuse under heaven why they should not have recognized Jesus Christ. They knew the description of the Messiah. I can remember when my father-in-law told me of his own personal experience. He had been reared as a boy in the Jewish faith and was growing up and was being trained to become a rabbi. And when he was reading the New Testament, as we would read a book in comparative religion, he was reading the New Testament to see where this Christian heresy was. He saw the description of Jesus of Nazareth. And I have heard him say that what got him started thinking was this kind of thing. If Messiah were to come, when Messiah comes, how will he be different from this person? And the point I'm making is that this Jewish boy over in the land of Russia, about two generations ago, reading the New Testament, and being fairly well grounded, we would say thoroughly grounded, in the Old Testament material, when he read the New Testament account in the Gospels of Jesus of Nazareth, he in himself felt that's exactly what Messiah would look like, based upon the Old Testament scriptures. And back in these days when the Lord Jesus was walking among them, with the Old Testament scriptures in hand, they could have known. If they were smart enough to read the signs of the weather in the sky, they could have seen who it was that was there before them. But they weren't genuine or sincere. They were people, on the one hand, those who kept the rules and regulations. They didn't really want to understand. All they wanted to do was to be counted right. And then on those other people who wanted to be counted as if they were believers, but they didn't believe in the reality of the spiritual world, didn't believe in the reality of heaven, didn't believe in the reality of the things of God in that sense at all. These people didn't want to know and didn't want to accept what Jesus Christ was, this person who lived in this world in personal fellowship with the living God, and through whom God, by his power, was working his wonders from day to day. And because of this, he, as I say, he left them and departed. He told them that they wouldn't get any other sign than the sign of Jonah, which we noted before, you will remember, when we were studying the 12th chapter. It had been mentioned there. Then his disciples were come to the other side of the lake. They had forgotten to take bread. And then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have taken no bread. The Lord Jesus used this language, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And as they tried to figure out what he meant, they said to themselves, that's because we forgot to take bread. And then he talked to them, which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, and in this place this would mean little understanding. How little do you really grasp of these things? Why reason you among yourselves because you brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? You know, I can remember the day when I used to read the scriptures, and when I read about the 5,000 and then read about the 4,000, I thought those were two accounts of the same event and that somebody had just made a mistake in the figures. But here you have them both referred to. The Lord Jesus goes on, how is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees? That's all he said. Then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. The doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And he warned them to be careful. This is a warning all we Christian people should take to heart. If you want to understand the gospel, if you want to understand the life that is lived in Christ Jesus, if you want to understand the truth of the kingdom of God living in you, there are two things you have to be careful about. One of them is the legalistic frame of mind of the Pharisees, in which you think that by you keeping regulations, you're fulfilling the will of God. Oh, no. It's when you yield to the indwelling Holy Spirit of God and let him guide you that you're acceptable in the sight of God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now, believing God on Abraham's part was not just a mental assent to certain things. It was an inward spiritual attitude on his part. He committed himself to follow when God led. When God told him to come out from among his kindred and go into a land that he would show him, we read that Abraham went out not knowing whither he went. But he went out not knowing whither he went. He went out by faith. He was being led by the living God. And this is the truth. And you have to be very careful that you don't settle for keeping regulations. Now, going to church is important. And giving your money to the church is important. and taking part in the singing, and even taking part in the praying, all those things are important. But going to church in itself, and singing in itself, and praying by itself, doing these various acts of religious worship in themselves, that's not being in the kingdom of God necessarily. You're in the kingdom of God when you're inwardly led by the Holy Spirit of God. He may lead you to worship. He may lead you to read. He may lead you to pray. But he'll lead you day in and day out. And I could go on talking about that. The legalistic attitude, wherein you keep only the regulations, and you think about that, tends to kill off your spiritual relationship with God. You get to where you're just one of these people that keeps rules and regulations. You don't do this wrong, and you don't do that wrong, and you don't do that wrong, and you don't do that wrong, and you get as proud as anything because you haven't done this wrong, and that wrong, and that wrong, and that wrong, all the time. You may be bitter in your spirit about people, you may be critical of people, you may be selfish, you may be vain, you may be jealous of other people, all of which is sin, and God would think it as such. Now, on the other hand, the Sadducees, these people who explain everything from a natural point of view, who just don't believe in heaven, don't believe in the Holy Spirit, don't believe in the Spirit at all, they don't believe in the devil, they don't believe in angels, they don't believe in miracles, they don't believe in anything other than what is human, on the human side. Be careful about that. And the Lord Jesus says, take heed and beware of the doctrine, the teaching of the people who on the one side make all of religion a matter of rules and regulations, and on the other side take out all the spiritual truth and all the supernatural power and give you just a human version of it. Either one of them are wrong. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful to Thee and to walk with Thee in all these things. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.